Item number 10, please.
Item number 10, from the Superintendent, House of Correction, requesting authorization to execute a contract with Justice Point, Inc. for electronic monitoring unit services from May 30th, 2013 to December 31st, 2013. This item was also referred to the Committee on Judiciary, Safety, and General Services. That committee recommended it for adoption by a vote of 7 ayes and 0 noes.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
I'll move concurrence, but I do have a question. Given all of our discussions in budget about Sconder unit and all that, I found this item interesting when I reread it last night because you start to get the economics of this. The $102,000 profit, let's call it, based on the difference between the $11.50 licensing and the $24 charge, that's modeled on 49 inmates, right? 49 participants over 6 months. So when this program is taken to scale and you reach the census levels that you would anticipate, you'll have new revenue in your budget that we have not previously budgeted for. Is that budgeted in 14? And is it and where is it utilized? Or would it alternatively be available to pay for absconder services if those need to be purchased?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, the 2014 budget for the House of Correction does include a full year at the 200 to 250 census level, so it's pretty much budgeted at capacity for next year.
What does it offset then? Is it directly offset other staff expenses of the program, or why not? Why would we? I guess what I'm trying to understand is why you needed to go into the sheriff's budget to pay for the DA to do the service if this service itself actually generates revenue that could have been used to directly pay for the services that are required as part of running a program.
I'm not sure I can answer that question directly, but I can tell you that when I submit the report to the comptroller's office, I have noted on there that the revenues go into an ES Huber account, and so it's going into a revenue account. We're not then re-spending that money. That money does go into, it is paid as ES and Huber. I have asked Central County to give us a different account specifically for that so it would be even more easily tracked. So the revenues are going into a specific revenue account, and I'm not sure at this point where it goes after that.
All right, I appreciate it. I think it's illuminating in light of the other discussions we're having in budget. So thank you, Mr. Chair. I do move concurrence.
Thank you, Supervisor Stanton.
Illuminating.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. At full capacity, how many inmates are we expecting on EM? And is that 49 for the rest of the year, or are you planning on adding more for the rest of the year?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Stamper, we don't really, again, that was based for budgetary numbers, how much would the cost would be, but it's a per unit, per day, per inmate. If we had 300 inmates that would qualify for the program, we would put 300 inmates out. So it's basically, we're trying to, as best, do a guesstimate about how much we would have out and what the revenue would be. So there is no restriction per se. So, I mean, right now the count is down slightly. I can tell you as of yesterday we had 215 inmates on electronic monitoring.
Okay. That's what I was getting at. I know a certain amount was taken off in the 200 number. So at 215, you said they're eligible or are they on there?
No, they're on the program right now. We have another 20 that we're in the process of what we do. We call it a workup to see if they are eligible. Initially, there's a whole process we go through checking criminal records, home, everything before we put them out.
Okay.
So it really depends on whether or not we have qualified applicants, and qualified meaning that they can meet all the requirements of the program.
Okay, so these numbers were based off 6 months from when to when? When you started?
Right, these numbers were based on when we started this program in early June, we projected how many that we were going to have out, and actually we exceeded our projections.
Okay, all right. Okay, good. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion to concur with the action of the Judiciary Safety and General Services Committee. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Excuse.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur with Judiciary Safety and General Services is approved.
Thank you very much.